ATAMP is a turnkey asset management platform. You rent the investment engine, the models, the trading, the rebalancing, the billing, the performance reporting, and you keep the client. That's the whole idea in one breath. The harder call is whether renting that engine fits your practice or slowly hollows it out. And there's a line item buried in most TAMP agreements that decides how expensive it is to change your mind later. I'll get to that before we're done. Quick housekeeping. Advisor Growth Lab is not a broker dealer, and this show is for educational purposes only. Before you sign anything we talk about today, get a securities attorney in your corner. Most advisors don't have one on call, and that's exactly why you find one first. This episode is for you if you're planning a breakaway, or you're already independent and operations are swallowing the hours you meant to spend with clients. So what does a TAMP actually do? Strip the marketing and its outsourced investment operations. The platform builds or hosts the model portfolios, executes the trades, rebalances, deducts the advisory fee, and produces the performance reports. Some go further and handle proposals, paperwork, even parts of compliance support. You stay the advisor of record. The client still hires you. The machinery behind your recommendation just lives somewhere else. Now, the part that separates platforms that look identical in the demo. Contract structure. Some TAMPs run single contract, meaning the client signs with your firm and the platform sits behind you as a sub-advisor. Others run dual contract, meaning your client also signs the platform's advisory agreement directly. Feels like a formality at onboarding. It is not a formality. Whose paper the client sits on shapes who the client legally belongs to, what disclosures stack up in the relationship, and how hard it is to move those accounts if you ever leave the platform. Remember that one. It's the loop I opened at the top, and I'll close it in a minute. One more mechanic veteran still gets surprised by billing rails. On most platforms, the fee comes out of the client's account through the TAMP system, and your share gets remitted to you on their schedule. Your revenue is flowing through someone else's pipes. Ask what the remit cycle looks like and what happens to your cash flow if there's ever a billing dispute or a platform outage. Nobody asks that in the sales meeting. Should you rent the engine or build it? Building means you own the rebalancer, the trading workflow, the billing software, the reporting stack, and a person who runs all of it. It also means trade errors land on your desk and your insurance. Renting means you're live in weeks instead of quarters, and somebody else eats the technology arms race. The clean way to decide is to ask what your clients are actually buying. If they hire you for planning, for the tax work, for being the person who picks up when the market drops and a client panics, then outsourcing the portfolio machinery costs you nothing in the client's eyes. If your value story is that you personally manage money better than the next firm, renting a shared model set undercuts your own pitch. And it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Plenty of firms run house models for the core and rent platform sleeves for the specialty work, the fixed income ladders, the tax-managed accounts, the strategies they'd never staff internally. When does a TAMP speed you up? And when does it start eating your margin? In a transition, speed is real money. Every week, your book sits in motion. Assets are deciding whether to follow you. A platform that hands you portfolios, paperwork flow, and billing on day one means you repaper clients once onto infrastructure that already works while you focus on the phone calls that actually move the assets. That's the acceleration case, and for a launch with no ops staff, it's a strong one. The margin case shows up later. Platform pricing is basis points on assets. The book grows, the fee grows with it, but the work the platform does per account mostly doesn't. Somewhere the math flips, and what looked cheap at launch becomes the biggest line on your expense stack. That's why you see larger firms pull management back in-house once they can staff it. Two things to do about it. Price the exit before you enter and ask about breakpoints up front, because platform pricing gets negotiable as you scale, but only if the schedule is in the agreement. Last question, the one I promise. What do you ask a TAMP before you sign? Start with the leaving questions, because the exit is where the lock-in lives. Single or dual contract? And if it's dual, what exactly happens to those accounts when I go? What's the deconversion process? What does it cost? How long does it take? And do I keep the data, the models, and the performance history? Or does that history stay behind as yours? Moving on to a platform is one repaper. Moving off is a second one. The second one is the price of changing your mind. So get it in writing while they still want your business. Then the money and the mechanics. What's the all-in fee stack platform managers inside the sleeves, fund expenses inside the models, and any step-out trading costs on the separate accounts, because the client experiences the total, not your line of it. How do you handle legacy low basis positions? Do you do tax-aware transitions? And how long will you hold what I bring over? A platform that force sells day one turns your onboarding into a capital gains event your clients will remember you for. Which custodians do you support so you're not repapering twice? And are there proprietary products inside the models? Because that's a conflict you'll be disclosing, not them. Ask those, and you'll know more about the platform than most of its current advisors do. I put the full list on a one-page TAMP due diligence sheet, free on our website at advisorgrowthlab.com. And the two-minute assessment is right there with it. Rent the engine or build it, either can work. Just read the exit clause before you fall for the demo. I'll see you tomorrow. And if you're weighing a move, we help advisors find the right home. It's on our website at advisorgrowthlab.com.